This is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Claudia Sofner, who is an English language specialist at the International Youth Library in Munich. The library was established in 1949 to be a center for the world's children's books. It was started by Jella Lippman after World War II, and the idea of it was to bring hope and focus on values for children and for all of us, I guess, after the Nazi era and World War II. The library, which is a place that people may want to visit, is in Blutenberg Castle and houses more than 500,000 children's and young adult books in 130 or more languages. The other thing that comes from the library that many people may know are the White Ravens, which is a way of recognizing books of excellence in the field. So Claudia, thank you for talking with me. Let me ask you first how you got involved with the library.
Well, after I finished my school exams, I did an apprenticeship as a bookseller, and for about 2.5 years worked in a children's bookshop. After that, I went back to university and studied English literature, and when I finished that, there was a position available at the International Youth Library, and since I studied in Munich and had been to the library before during my studies for doing some research for my MA thesis and also for various exhibition openings, I applied for it and was lucky to get the job.
It is. It's a pretty unique circumstance. What would you say is different about this library? There are other archiving libraries around the world. What does the library focus on?
Well, first of all, the library is the world's largest library of international children's literature. As you said, it has a collection by now of almost 600,000 books in more than 130 languages. And although there are other centers or libraries who collect children's literature, most of them focus on their home literature, the literature of one country or one language. And there are very few libraries who focus on international collections, and that's what we do. We try to build up the archive on a regular basis, including a representative selection of children's books from all over the world, from as many countries as possible, from as many different publishers as possible. Of course, we try to include high quality literature and high quality illustration, and yeah, that's how we try to focus on.
When you're looking to add books in certain areas, because I imagine that you have particular focuses or in how you acquire, are you out actively soliciting? Do you hear about a publisher and then approach them? Or do people find you?
Well, it works both ways, usually. My colleagues and I, we usually try to keep track of what's being published. So there are a few people of permanent staff at the library who focuses on one language area. As you said, I'm responsible for the English language section. There are other colleagues who are responsible for Spanish and Portuguese, both in Europe and Latin America. Then for French, for German, for Scandinavian, for Slavic languages. Then we also work with freelance people who are responsible for other sections, such as Dutch, Persian and Turkish, Romanian, Italian. And then there are, of course, a lot of areas which we don't cover and which we try to fill gaps by working with people that we get to know. This sometimes works through our so-called scholarship program, where people come to the library for a research period of up to 3 months. These are usually people who work in children's literature, in any field of children's literature, so they could be journalists, university professors, authors, illustrators, librarians, publishers, anyone who's interested in doing a research project. And if they happen to come from a country or an area where we don't have specialists for, we usually ask them to have a look at our collection, see which kind of gaps there are. If they know publishers in their country, maybe get in touch with them and tell them about the library and help us building up the collection in that way. For our permanent staff, we try to keep track, as I said, of what's being published in these countries, usually via internet, by looking at publishers' catalogues, by looking at professional journals about children's literature, by doing research, by taking in suggestions of people that we know. And then we approach the publishers and ask for specific books that we would like to add to our collection. Sometimes we also on the review book list of publishers who send out their publications regularly, and that's the way that we increase our collection every year by about 6,000 to 10,000 books.
So these are books that are sent to you. They're not books that you're needing to go out and buy?
No, we rely entirely on donation copies or library copies or review copies, whatever you would like to call it. This is partly due to the fact, the unusual way in which the library was founded. As you said, it was founded by Jella Leppmann, who was a German Jew, grew up in Germany, but had to emigrate to Britain during the Second World War. When the war was over, she came back to Germany because she was asked by the American government to help with the so-called re-education program for women and children. And her first idea was that apart from the obvious things like homes, food and clothing, children were in dire need of food for their minds. And she wrote letters to publishers in various countries and asked them to send the best of their children's books to her to organize a big international exhibition with children's books. She first exhibited this exhibition in Munich in one of the art museums, the Haus der Kunst, House of Arts. And then the exhibition also traveled around Germany to a few other bigger cities, such as Stuttgart, Frankfurt, and, for example, Berlin. And this collection or exhibition consisted of more than 4,000 books. And when the exhibition was over, she was wondering what to do with all the books that she had got together. So of course she could have split them up into smaller packages and sent them off to various libraries within Germany. But of course she realized that this was quite a unique collection of books already. So she came up with the idea of founding the International Youth Library and kept writing to publishers to send current books to her, and that was the way how the library was started and how the collection kept growing, and that's been the case since today.
Now, when you were talking about the idea of excellence and continuing to recognize excellence in children's literature, that is something that also happens with the White Raven awards, and the it's a catalog that you put out. The I was looking, there's an Abrams book, Lazy Little Loafers, and How I Learned Geography by Yuri Shulevitz, and then the comic book, The Jack in the Box. And so I wanted to find out, how do you discover the books for the White Raven? Is it something you hear about and then you select books, or do people have to submit for that?
Well, basically, to be eligible for the White Ravens, the books have to be in the collection of our library. So out of all the 6,000 to 10,000 books that we receive during the year, we select the ones that we like best, that for some reason stuck out or inspired us, and the books that we want to recommend to other people. There are, of course, criteria such as high quality or innovative illustration style, but we also try to offer a wide variety of new books, which means we do not only want to replicate the awards list, like take books that have already received lots of awards and add them in one catalogue. That would not be the purpose of the catalogue. So we try to find a mixture of well-known authors and illustrators, new works by them, but also new interesting illustrators and authors, and point out that their works have some potential and might be very interesting. It's not only a catalogue that we put together, but it's also an exhibition. So the first time that these 250 titles from all over the world are exhibited is here at the Bologna Children's Book Fair at our stand, which is in Hall 29 in the International Hall. So all the publishers who attend the Children's Book Fair can come to our stand and have a look at the whole world in just one booth, which is quite nice and which they really appreciate. After the book fair, all the books are exhibited in Munich at our International Youth Library, and then they are available as a so-called traveling exhibitions. So schools, libraries, cultural centres, any kind of institution that is interested in exhibiting them can order them for a period of, say, 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 2 months, and exhibit them at their premises. We offer them free of charge. The only thing that they have to do is cover the costs for transport and insurance.
What about, are there other things that people from abroad, let's say, should know about the Youth Library, or ways that they could interact with you?
That's a difficult question. I think there are lots of things they should know about us, and they could interact with us. A lot of information is up on our website, which is www.ijb.de. There is a German version of the website and an English version. So far, the English version is not complete, but there is the basic information. Maybe it's important to know that the library really works in two important different ways. There is, of course, it's a library as any other public library, so there is a so-called children's lending library where the children from Munich and the Munich area can go to and borrow books. This lending library includes about 20,000 books in 13 languages. And connected to the lending library, we also offer workshops for children. We offer author readings, storytelling afternoons, all kinds of activities for children. But then on the other hand, there is also the so-called study library or research library, which is a resource for professionals of children's literature. And connected to the study library is the huge archive of almost 600,000 books. So anyone who is interested in that can have a look at our website online, do some research in the OPAC catalogue, have a look at what kind of books we have, do projects with us. As I said, apart from the White Ravens, we also have other travelling exhibitions. So some of the exhibitions that we do as in-house exhibitions at our library first, then we turn into so-called travelling exhibitions if the topic is interesting for other institutions or people internationally. People in the US might already have heard about one of our most successful traveling exhibitions called Hello Dear Enemy, Picture Books on Peace and Tolerance. That was first put together in 1999 and has since traveled extensively in Japan for a couple of years, in Europe, and also in the US.
So if people have an interest in pursuing that kind of thing, They would just look on the website and it would tell them how to connect and maybe consider the different exhibitions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is information about the different traveling exhibitions. There is information about the publications that go along with that. And there is also the contact details, and that would lead them to the people who can tell them more about how to order books and how to go about maybe sharing exhibitions with other institutions, because for the US, of course, there would be quite a bit of traveling transport cost involved, and if you share one exhibition amongst several institutions, you can of course cut down the cost for transport and insurance.
So we'll hope that people do get in touch with you about things like that, and that maybe authors and illustrators and people who are traveling will want to be visiting there as well. Thanks very much, Claudia, for talking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.